And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
Good evening, Brian, in your minor.
Oh, good evening.
Welcome to the pop quiz, Brian. I hope you're doing well tonight.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, Brian, we can hear you fine.
Fine.
All right.
Now, can I just say one thing?
You can.
That, you know, about 4 weeks ago, I got a prize for being the first one on the callback show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not really, but are you calling to say that you don't have your prize?
That's right.
All right. Well, that's something that you should take up with Freya. So once, Brian, we finish chatting,
okay.
Have a yarn with Freya.
Let's chat. Freya.
Yes, let's not do the admin on air. Let's do the admin off air. All right, Brian, let's have a go at question one, Brian. Which 1960s and 70s band had albums named Strange Days, Waiting for the Sun and The Soft Parade?
Which 60s band?
Yes, 60s and 70s band.
Had Strange Days.
Yeah, Waiting for the Sun and The Soft Parade.
You really got me there, but I'll throw something in and I'll say Yardbirds.
Not the Yardbirds, Brian. Okay, you stay on hold there, have a yarn with Freya, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of what has gone on. Janet from Redfern, good evening.
Good evening. My goodness. I actually stayed awake.
Oh, this is the Janet who was SMSing earlier saying you're rarely awake, but you are, and you're ringing in celebration.
Yes, I am, because my partner's home, so I don't have to wake up early to take the dog out. But I also moved out of the bedroom because she sleeps, talks, so I'm terrified that I should be going, yes, and you can sit there with someone else there and hang up, because it's not a brain trust. It's just a person telling me their dreams while they sleep.
Oh, dear. Quite right. You never know what might have come out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Janet, question one is this. Which 60s and 70s band had albums named Strange Days, Waiting for the Sun and The Soft Parade?
I don't know the other two, but I'm just going to go The Doors.
The Doors is correct, Janet.
I just got one right. I'm so happy.
Now, Janet, you're not a regular caller then, due to you normally going to bed early.
I'm a regular on repeater. I just want to say, because pair of duties mean I do get up early, I cannot tell you all and the people listening how much I appreciate being able to listen back to all of Nightlife. But the quiz and over the months that I've been listening and the people that have stepped in while you both were away. It's an extraordinary community, and I've started to feel like I'm almost some days I think, I should text in. Oh, no, hang on, I'm listening to a repeat. I'm really grateful for the repeats. I really appreciate them.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Janet. I'm so glad to hear that you can still find that sense of community, even though you're not listening live.
Yeah, I'd love to hear one day Ray in the Bay's voice, but, you know, maybe he texts for a reason and, you know, like.
Janet, this is a dream that a lot of us have. Alas, it may go unfulfilled for everybody.
Yeah, look, I really do feel part of it, and I've really enjoyed, it's less nerve-wracking. It's a bit nerve-wracking actually being awake, but, yeah, it's good.
Excellent, Janet. Well done on getting that question correct. I will move you along to question two. This is an Aussie TV show you might have been glued to between 1976 and 1983. I'm going to play you the show's theme song. I want you to see if you can tell me the name of the show.
Thank you.
Janet, any ideas?
It could be my phone, but that's just come in really distorted. I heard sirens at the beginning, and I have no idea because I think it's got a bit distorted. Would you mind pushing it through again, and I'll see if it's the track. Then it's the track, but it sounds like. It sounded like it was in and out.
Do you know, I heard it as a bit distorted too, but my headphones have been playing up, so I thought that maybe was the problem.
Very distorted. If someone wants to text and confirm that, it could just be my phone.
Okay, Janet, let's try it again. Okay, it seems that quite a few people are texting and saying they actually can't hear it. Very strange, because I can hear it, but something very funny is going on between my desk and the radio signal.
It's sirens and then someone speaking it through like five bad satellite calls.
It's interesting because Freya could hear it and everyone else is saying we actually can't hear anything. Okay, Janet, I'm scrapping that question.
Let's go to question three.
Okay. We'll see if we can figure out what's going on for that. Get it back next week.
We'll need that for the hard thing at the end.
Oh, like, good. I tell you, if nothing's working, this quiz is in a whole heap of trouble, Janet. But anyway, let's push on and see what happens. This is not an audio question. We'll just call it question three. Who acted in these three films? The Sixth Sense, Little Miss Sunshine, and Hereditary.
Toni Collette
is correct. And Janet, on the SMS, Ray in the Bay says, "Hello, Janet."
Oh, hello, Ray.
He hasn't rung up. I doubt that will happen, but he has said hello.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
Okay. Let's try this next one out and see if we can get some audio working. Did you hear that clearly?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That was just to introduce this particular question, which is called Yesterday's Hero. Now, I'm going to play you a snippet of a song. It was number one on the Australian ARIA music charts 2 years ago this week. I want to know its name and who sings it. So have a listen to the clue.
Think about me every night, oh.
Janet, does that ring any bells for you?
No, I'll just say good night and thank you so much. I'll try and stay awake again for another night, maybe even the history this weekend. Bit of a birthday weekend, so I'm trying to stay up late.
Wonderful, you know? Janet. Well, it was so nice to hear from you. You were part of our family that we hadn't met yet, and now we have.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of our, I'm sure there's quite a few people who every day go, oh, it's time for the quiz. And we just talk back to the radio. It's, again, very grateful for the community. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks, Janet. 1-300-800-222. If you too would like to be part of the on-air nightlife family tonight, here's Dan in the caves in Queensland.
Oh, I didn't want this question. What is it?
Okay, Dan, so I'll play it again. This was our Yesterday's Hero question. You need to tell me the name of this song and who sings it. It was number one on the Australian ARIA music charts 2 years ago this week.
Think about me every night, oh. Is it that sweet? I guess so. So you can't sleep, baby, I know.
No, I would have no idea. It'd be like Dr. Goodrum. Yeah, Euphoria. No, it's not for me.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I have realised listening to it, she does sing the name of the song in the clip that I have been playing. So if you have any idea who it is, you can have a good guess at what the song's actually called. Yes, Amy knows. Ruby in Melbourne, yes. Ruby in Melbourne, who was the person who inspired this particular question in the pop quiz in the first place. What about Chris in Geelong. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Susan. Sorry, I'll just take you off.
Please do.
I'm a first-time quiz caller, full stop. I've been listening for about 30 years. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. But I don't know the answer. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a pity.
I'll try again another time. But I love your show. Love what you do, and love the ABC.
Oh, Chris. Well, there you are. You're another member of the family who's come out to meet us tonight. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Susan. All the best. Okay. Take care.
Bye. Now, interestingly, some people did hear that audio clearly. Some people did not hear the audio clearly. So, can a couple of you who had it all distorted just tell me, were you listening to the radio, the app, from the website, or how were you getting it? Just so I can try and figure out, perhaps it was just feeding out through a particular part of our vast network that that caused the problems. Eric in Melbourne. G'day, Eric.
Gee, that was quick. I only just called.
I thought maybe you called because you knew the answer.
No, I just turned on and the song was playing. I was watching TV before. I was watching Stomping Ground, Midnight Oil, and then on TV. I only just turned to the radio now. Can you play the song again, please?
I can. So this is Yesterday's Hero. The song was number one on the ARIA charts 2 years ago. Eric, I want you to tell me the name of the song and to the artist. Think about me every night, oh, is it that sweet? I guess so. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know. What is it, Eric?
Very difficult. I'm not up with the latest pop music the kids are into. I'm into the techno and all that sort of new music, but would it be Megan Trainor and some sort of Spanish, I don't know the name of Spanish words, Spanish sounding name of a song, Mia Mia, so I don't know. I've got
no, afraid not, Eric.
Not Megan Trainor.
No, not Megan Trainor. Thanks, Eric. Yeah, you can definitely, she says the name of the song. So if you listen to it, you can hear the word, and hopefully someone can figure out who it is that's singing. Maybe Dane knows. Hello, Dane.
Hello, how are you doing?
Dane, do you know what that song is?
I do. It is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
It is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Nice work. Question five. According to the 18th century nursery rhyme, This Little Piggy, what did the second little piggy do?
Oh, the second one. I don't know. I'm just going to guess went to the bank.
Yeah, no, that pig didn't go to the bank. Hey, thanks, Dane.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, my efforts to get to the bottom of that did not work because people listening in the app said it was distorted. People listening on the app said it was clear. People listening on the TV said there was no sound. People listening on the TV said it was loud and clear. Oh, dear. Maybe that piece of audio is just a mystery. Wal is in Nagambie. Hello, Wal.
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
Yeah, well, Wal. Wal, according to the 18th century nursery rhyme, This Little Piggy, what did the second little piggy do? It did not go to the bank.
Oh, I'm pretty sure the second little piggy stayed home. I'm glad I got this one because I didn't know the previous couple.
Well done. And the little piggy did stay home. That's right. Do you remember what the rest of the piggies did?
Oh, one had roast beef.
Yeah, that was the third one.
Yeah, and the other one had none.
That's right. That was the fourth pig.
Yeah.
The first one went to the market.
Wee, all the way home.
Yeah, and that was the last one. Okay, we figured out what we were doing with those pigs then.
Hey, we're just a little point to this. Tonight at a football club function, I met an old friend who often does the Friday review quiz on ABC Melbourne,
mm-hmm.
and so do I. So we started a competition to see how many questions we could get right for the next year. On the Friday review. But we didn't actually say just Friday review. We were talking about a few ABC quizzes. So I've got in... The bet's less than 2 hours old, and I've got in straight away. So I'm Simone, I'm up by one.
Right, so any ABC quiz, you are going to try to figure out who's going to get the most questions over how long, did you say?
For the next year.
For the next year. So well, I can be expecting to hear from you quite regularly then.
I hope so. And the person who I'm challenging shares your surname, so there you go. She probably would listen to you as well.
Oh, so you said it was Simone.
Oh, gee, I've given it away.
You did. So another S Hill, though.
There you go.
Oh, could be cousins almost. Right. All right. Well, so you've got one. So have you called our quiz ever before?
No, not yours.
Well, that makes you a first-time caller officially to our quiz. And I like to give first-time callers some applause just to, you know, acknowledge the moment. So here you go. Not only are you in the lead, but you've secured yourself some special applause.
Thank you.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Let's see how you go with question six. Well, let me work my way back to the audio because I had to run through to find the applause.
Was the third, fourth and fifth little pigs question six, seven and eight or?
No, that was just extra.
Okay.
But if you and your friend want to count that, well, that's up to you.
Okay.
Okay, question six. Which classic 1942 film has this closing scene?
There's a free French garrison over at Brazzaville. I could be induced to arrange a passage.
My letter of transit? I could use a trip. But it doesn't make any difference about our bet. You still owe me 10,000 francs.
And that 10,000 francs should pay our expenses.
Our expenses?
Mm-hmm.
Louis, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Oh, many people already have it, that you're all in very fast with that. Adrian, Ray in the Bay, Suzanne, Grover, Morgan, Jim, Eric, Paul, Gary, Connie. What about you all?
No, unfortunately, I've heard the line before, the last line, but up until then I had no idea. I can't I can't even make a suggestion. But thank you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next time as you get this competition underway. Can you keep us updated with scores?
I'll let you know.
Okay. I'm invested. I'm very invested.
No, thanks,
Will.
Okay,
bye. 1-300-800-888. Actually, there's no lines free, right? No. Will's line is available right at this second. So we'll jump in and grab it. Trevor in Croydon Park, you've been very patient. Hello.
Evening, Suzanne. And yeah, I couldn't hear that audio through my phone. I was waiting on the phone.
And Trevor, I've just established now it's a complete mystery.
Yeah. Oh, is there a geographical distribution? Like, is one metropolitan area missing it and another not? Or
I'd have to collate all the data and do some kind of graph representation. I think that will have to wait.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the question's that important, really.
I have a confession to make that the closer to today the music you play is, because I had a few little disruptions in my life recently adds to it, but the more absolutely contemporary the music is, the less likely I am to know either the music or the artist.
Mm. I'm sure that is not a singular experience, Trevor. I am the same. When I get this pop quiz to look over, it's exactly the same with me.
And the voice I'd like to hear is bobsled.
Bobsled has rung in. In fact, Trevor, bobsled was on the radio last night.
Under that name or?
Yes.
As just Bob or something, no?
No, yeah, bobsled rang in to give us a limerick.
Oh.
So I think, Trevor, you need to listen on Friday nights until the bitter end.
Yeah, I've heard a few limericks, but anyway.
Okay, do you know what movie that was?
To the question. Casablanca.
Casablanca, of course it is. Thank you, Trevor. Well done. Let us move on to question seven. From which city do the bands The Smiths, New Order, Oasis and The Stone Roses all come from?
Manchester.
Manchester is correct.
Or that accent came out Scottish.
I'm not going to be picky. Right, do you want to sing for us?
If you...
It will depend on whether you know the song.
depends on your powers of endurance.
Okay. If you know the song, when we get to the end, you take it away for a couple of lines, Trevor.
I've tried to play it open-handed. I've tried to make a fist of this.
No, sorry, Savannah. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
I'm with you. I couldn't have sung this one either. And this is from my era, so.
I'm not chickening out. I just don't know it.
No worries. I know you would have done it, Trevor. Right. We will need to find somebody on the line who knows this song. Is it Dominic in Sydney?
Hi, how are you?
Well, did you recognise that song?
Could you possibly play it again?
I can play it again, and then if you do know it, sing the next couple of lines for me.
I've tried to play it open-handed. I've tried to make a fist of this. Even when the questions are counted, my arrows miss. I've put it back a fragile ego. Your shield, your sword.
I have heard it once from somewhere, but I actually called in about the one that Sabrina Carpenter question because I knew that one, but I may have to pass on this one. Sorry.
No, very well. Thanks very much, Dominic. Lots of people on the text line have it. Adrian from Bella Vista, there's also a request to hear your voice. You also keep a mysterious texting presence like Ray in the Bay. Peter in High Wycombe.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you going?
I am well. Do you know the song?
I am at a total loss, I'm afraid. I'm not going to waste your time with it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry too, Peter. We'll have have a longer chat another time.
Yeah, well, I'll give it another go. I've just got off listening to a total John Fogerty show for the last hour and a half, which was magnificent. And so now I'm just no hope for this one.
Okay, thanks, Peter.
Bye, Suzanne.
Okay. Stuart in Adelaide, can you help me with this?
No, unfortunately, I do not know the song.
All right, Stuart. Again, apology to you too. Sometimes it's just not the right moment. What about Ian in Spearwood?
Yeah, I think I can help you out with that.
Okay, let me play it and then see if you can sing it for us.
I've tried to play it open-handed. I've tried to make a fist of this. Even when the questions are counted, my arrows miss. I've put it back a fragile ego. Your shield, your sword.
What am I expected to do? Shout man overboard.
What am I expected to do? Shout man overboard.
Okay, Ian, I think you nailed it. Good
Thank
work.
You. Domestic harmony, mate.
Oh, and that, well, I don't know if you'll consider yourself lucky or not.
Out! Out! Damned Amanda Roberts Shakespeare question.
It is the Shakespeare question.
Oh, my God.
I want you to complete this quote from Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost. Huh? The tongues of mocking wenches are as keen as is the something's edge invisible. What is the something?
As is the something's edge invisible.
Yeah, the tongues of mocking wenches are as keen as is the something's edge invisible.
As is the knife's edge invisible.
Oh, that is a very decent guess, Ian. I can't give it to you.
But can I just say, before I go, love the Creedence show.
I'm very glad to hear a lot of love for the Creedence show. I have a feeling that it pressed a lot of nostalgic buttons for people.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Ian.
Cheerio.
Okay, bye-bye. Emma is in Sydney. Good evening, Emma.
Hello.
Hi. Emma, we're on the Shakespeare question. I need you to complete this quote from Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost. The tongues of mocking wenches are as keen as is the something's edge invisible. It's not a knife.
The razors.
The razor.
Edge invisible.
You know your Shakespeare, Emma. Nice work. Is that one you
Thank
studied?
You. Yeah, in high school.
It's obviously stuck with you. Okay, question 10.
Name the soundtrack.
Okay, Emma, I want you to have a listen and tell me which 1981 film had these songs on its soundtrack.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go.
Emma, what film is that?
Is it the Titanic?
It is not the Titanic, no.
Oh, bugger.
All right, thanks, Emma. Suzanne knows, Morgan knows, Eric knows, Babs knows, Grover knows, Paul knows. Hello, Justin from Frankston.
G'day, Suzanne. Now, that song I couldn't hear, but I think, would that be the... Pocahontas movie?
It is not the Pocahontas movie, no.
Oh, it sounded like the end of it. It sounded very Pocahontas-y.
Not really at all Pocahontas-y, I'm afraid, Justin. All right, thank you. Dave in Perth.
Hello.
G'day, Dave.
How's things, Suzanne?
Well, Dave, did you recognise those tracks and can tell me what film soundtrack they were all on?
Well, I sort of half know the tracks, but don't know what they're on. I'll say Space Odyssey, maybe?
Not Space Odyssey.
Maybe not.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Kathy is in Darwin. Good evening, Kathy.
Hi.
Now, would you like to hear it again, or do you think you know what movie that is?
I think it might. It's one of two, so I'm going to guess Gallipoli.
Gallipoli is correct. Yeah, the 1981 movie. Well done, Kathy. Question 11. Which Australian TV show's opening song is primarily a sampled, manipulated remix of Iggy Pop's cover of Johnny O'Keefe's song Real Wild Child?
That is Rage.
That is most definitely Rage. Here's how it sounds. Ah, so distinctive, isn't it? Anyone who would have watched Rage over the years will be very familiar with that one.
Yeah, I had to pull the phone away from my ear for that.
I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone. Right. Question 12. Who wrote the famous 1961 novel Catch 22?
Oh, gosh, Catch 22. Who's the author? 1961. Oh, my goodness. I haven't read it. I know of it, but I haven't read it and I can't remember the author's name. So, sorry, I'll have to pass that one.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay.
Now, where is that note? Morgan says, Indira Naidoo's husband did the scream. Yes, I think I knew that, Morgan. Thank you very much. So there's very much a nightlife connection there. Rick from Berry's Creek. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
Well, do you know who wrote the famous 1961 novel Catch 22?
I think so. I think it was Joseph Heller.
Joseph Heller is the correct answer, yeah. Have you read it?
I have. I also have to admit, I've got the brains trust in the car. I just picked up my teenage son from a party and we're driving home together, so...
Okay. Well, normally
we
ask for no helpers, so just ignore him.
You can just hold his tongue.
Okay. Well, this is a singing one, so I mean, if he wants to join in with you, I guess that's
right,
that will be acceptable. Okay. When the music finishes, you sing.
Now, baby, listen.
listen, baby, don't you treat me this away. Cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right.
I feel like I should know this one, but no, I'm going to have to pass.
Sorry. Oh, I was really expecting a great kind of choral symphony from you and your son, Rick. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye. Here's Melissa in Moonta. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Well, do you feel like having a sing-along to that one?
Oh, yes. I'm with my best friends from school and we're so excited to be on tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you two, do you want to sing together?
There's four of us, but yes, we do.
Okay. Let's give it a go.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away. Cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right.
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Yep, I'm just getting some applause for you. Excellent work, Melissa. So what are you on a kind of a girls' weekend away in Moonta?
We are. We went to school together 40 years ago and we get together once a year and have a lovely catch-up.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. That sounds excellent. So do you take in the sights of the Moonta area or are you just kind of hanging out?
Oh, yeah, we do. And they take in the sights of us and in the pub and, you know, all of that.
Excellent. Now, Melissa, this is meant to be a single person enterprise with no brains trust.
Right.
So just step away from the friends.
Right.
For the
I'm
next question.
Now. I'm going to the kitchen.
Okay. All right. They can share in the reflected glory if you get the next question, but they cannot help you.
I'm so nervous.
Okay, Melissa, it's okay. Okay, this is a famous voice question. Have a listen. Tell me who owns this famous voice.
I ran into Barbara Streisand. I adored her growing up. I used to sing to her in my bedroom. Anyway, I was at some event and Barbara was there and I just got the balls to walk up to her and introduce myself. And so I went up to her and I said, oh, hi, Miss Streisand. I just want you to know how happy I am to meet you. And she looked at me and she goes, no, I already talked to them. They've handled it. She thought I was somebody's assistant or something that she, it was just gutting. And so, of course, I went, oh, great. Okay, thanks.
That's pretty funny. But, Melissa, whose voice is that?
I'm very cross because I love Barbara Streisand and I can't think of who that person is.
Did the voice sound familiar?
It does. It does sound familiar. Let me go with who might it be? Who might it be? Who might it be? I don't.
Listen to it again.
Well, no, they won't let me listen to it again.
Have a guess.
I'm not sure. You have to pass on. I have to pass on that, I don't think.
All right, Melissa, you keep having a fabulous weekend, okay?
We will, don't you worry.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like I don't need to worry about that. Fabulous. And that was an excellent little sing-along we had from Melissa and her mates too. Now, Annie in Port Lincoln, just going back to Gallipoli, says, did you know Gallipoli was filmed mainly in the Port Lincoln sandhills? My ex died 3 times as an extra. That is an excellent claim to fame. Yet, Ross, you know who it is, but you have to remember what her name is, don't you? Michelle from Epping, correct. Yes, you've got it too. In fact, the time that I went on the revised Sale of the Century, this was this person was one of the Who Am I clues, and I knew who it was, but I said her name just slightly incorrectly, and they did not let me have it. It could have very well been definitive. Vando.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Good morning. I will play that for you again. You tell me who owns the voice, unless you already know who owns the voice.
I think I do. Well, I don't know. To me, it sounds like Bird on a White Goldie Horn.
You don't know.
No. Oh, well, that's fantastic. Thank you. Have a cracker.
Bye, Vando. John in Kalungur. Hello, John.
I just spent 6 months in a leaky boat. Lucky just to be. Oh, sorry, Suzanne, is that me?
It is you. Thanks for the sing-along.
Well, I've just been to see them.
I was wondering if that's what you were trying to tell us. Was it a good show?
Oh, amazing show. Yeah, those Spin Brothers are something else, aren't they?
They are. And I tell you, we've had Tim on the show a couple of times. He is so nice.
I listened to the interview with you and Tim. And his correlation was very similar to mine, boarding school and all the music he chose. Yeah, I thought, oh, my God, that's me reincarnated. But yeah. Seriously, it was a great show. And Robert Crombie, I don't know if you know Split Enz, but he does his amazing stuff too. Like, he did the Spoons in the end and they did all the tracks, Suzanne, the whole lot. You know, I Got You, Dirty Creatures, that was my mistake, the whole repertoire. Just a great show.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear it, John. Now, do you know who our mystery voice is?
I'm just going to have a guess, Suzanne. Oh, look, don't play it again. I'll just say Liza Minnelli.
It is not Liza Minnelli, no.
That's okay. I just wanted to tell you about Split Enz.
Right. I'm glad you had such a great time, John. Always nice to hear from you. Here is Pandora. What's happening, Pandora?
Oh, not a lot. Just really, really a little bit cranky at the last two callers who didn't want to play the track again because I'm doing my head in about it.
I can play it again for you, Pandora. That's okay.
I would appreciate it because I missed it the first time round.
Here you go. Who does this voice belong to?
I ran into Barbara Streisand. I adored her growing up. I used to sing to her in my bedroom. Anyway, I was at some event and Barbara was there and I just got the balls to walk up to her and introduce myself. And so I went up to her and I said, oh, hi, Miss Streisand. I just want you to know how happy I am to meet you. And she looked at me and she goes, no, I already talked to them. They've handled it. She thought I was somebody's assistant or something that she, it was just gutting. And so, of course, I went, oh, great. Okay, thanks.
Who's that, Pandora? Pandora.
I'm here. I mean, I'm having a vague think of, there's got to be somebody younger than her, which is quite a few people these days. I know you've had Liza Minnelli, so I won't say her. Cher. It's not Cher, but I'm going to say that because I can't think of anybody else.
It is not Cher, but you already knew that, Pandora.
I did.
Thanks. Thanks for playing. Tony in Point Lonsdale, you know who it is. Lots of other guesses coming in on the SMS. Ray in Yurunga, who do you think it is?
No, I don't think I know. What?
Got any guesses?
No, I can just have a complete have a stab in the dark of Reese Witherspoon.
It's not Reese Witherspoon. Thanks, Ray.
Okay. Bye.
Shannon in Caboolture. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, I've known all these questions. Yes. Oh, please don't do that because I can't sing. And then I finally get this question and I have absolutely no idea, Suzanne.
Anything to guess?
Well, Rose Byrne, but that's Australian and she's got such a twang, so I wouldn't have thought that.
It is not Rose Byrne. Thanks, Shannon.
You have a lovely night.
You too. What about Helen in Adelaide? Hello, Helen.
Hi, how are you going, Suzanne?
Yeah, good. Whose voice is it?
I think it's Bette Midler.
It is not Bette Midler, no.
Oh, there you go. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Helen. Damo in Signet. Damo.
Hi.
Hi. Whose voice was that?
It's not Barry White.
Definitely not.
So I might say, is it Julia Louise Dreyfus?
Do you know, you just made exactly the same mistake that I made on the revised version of Sail of the Century. I called her Julia Louise Dreyfus, and they said, incorrect, her name is Julia Louis Dreyfus. However, I'm much nicer than they were.
Oh, wow. I don't know where I got that from, but anyway.
Excellent, Damo. Well done. You're through. You're through to live another day. Question 15. The Devil Wears Prada 2 and Mother Mary are new release films in cinemas at the moment. Who stars in both of them?
Oh my God.
Damo, we've got radio silence. Have you got anything for us? You still there, Damo? Oh, Damo? Damo, I think you've got off the phone somehow. Okay, I think we've lost to Damo, which is a pity. Let's go to Ian in Tassie. Hey, Ian.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're on 15, The Devil Wears Prada 2 and Mother Mary, a new release films in cinemas at the moment. Who stars in both of them?
When I can't answer this question, I'll swim across the river to Stignett and help Damo. Okay. I'm only 100 yards away, about 3 full kilometres away. Rose Byrne?
It's not Rose Byrne.
Good morning.
Another question to which Rose Byrne is not the answer. Damo. Have we got you back there, Damo?
Yeah, sorry.
Right, Damo, the question is, The Devil Wears Prada 2 and Mother Mary are new release films in cinemas at the moment. Who stars in both of them?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway is correct.
Right. Right. Thank you.
Question 16. I'm going to play you a piece of music that was written in 1851. It was used in Apocalypse Now. I want you to tell me the name of the piece and the person who composed it. What's the piece called? Who composed it?
1812 by Beethoven.
I'm afraid that is not correct, Damo.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Adrian's got it. Ray in the Bay has it. Jim in Campbelltown. Babs in Ringwood. You've all got the correct answer. Marcus in Brighton East.
Hey, how are you?
Well, what was the name of that piece and who composed it?
I think is it the Valkyries and Wagner?
However you say it. Yeah. Ride of the Valkyries is correct, or is the name of it. Well done, Marcus.
Oh, cool.
Question 17. I Will Come For You At Nighttime is the opening line to which 1984 song and by which band?
Throw Your Arms Around Me. Hunters and Collectors.
Absolutely. Such a great song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Hunters and Collectors, Throw Your Arms Around Me. Marcus, let's move on to question 18. This is all about bad guys. Yeah, this is a new type of question where it's time for bad guys to shine. I want to know who this bad guy is.
Who are these people? Is Starlock 13 a tourist attraction for every officer who passes through town? Soon we'll be serving tea.
They're from the Adolf Hitler division.
Well, don't just stand there. Make some tea.
What's the character's name?
Be Colonel Klink.
Yes, that was Colonel Klink from Hogan's Hero. Question 19. Earlier this month, elusive street artist Banksy unexpectedly erected a new sculpture in Pall Mall in London, or Pall Mall, I think they say. It's of a suited man striding into the void while holding something that blocks his view. What is he holding?
I don't know. Is it an umbrella?
It is not an umbrella.
Oh, never mind.
Thanks, Marcus. You were close to getting a look at the hard montage, but not quite.
Never mind. I'll listen with lots of interest. Thank you.
Thanks, Marcus. Tara the Truckie. Hi, Tara.
How are you, Suzanne? I apologise for calling you Susan, Marcus.
That's okay. Won't happen again, right, Tara?
No, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, question 19. Earlier this month, elusive street artist Banksy unexpectedly erected a new sculpture in Pall Mall in central London. It's of a suited man striding into the void, holding something that blocks his view. What is he holding?
Wouldn't have a clue. A suitcase?
It's not a suitcase. Thanks, Tara.
Thanks, Suzanne. Have a good night.
Bye. Zoe knows what it is. Maria does. So does Morgan and Jim and Suzanne and Ray in the Bay. And Julie's got that one too. Let's see who might know it on the phones. Hello, Sam in Harvey.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
Sam, do you know in this new sculpture that Banksy unveiled in central London, what is this suited man holding?
I'll have a guess, probably wrong. I'll say a hat.
It's not a hat.
All right.
Thanks, Sam. Suzanne.
Bye.
Catherine in North Melbourne.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi. Is it balloons?
It is not balloons, no. Okay. Oh, sorry, you. Catherine.
That's okay.
Dee in Ballarat. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Suzanne.
What's he holding?
He's holding a flag.
He is holding a flag, Dee. Excellent work. Hey, Dee, this means that you can have first look at the hard montage tonight.
Oh, lucky me.
Well, this is your last, you know, if you get the hard montage, you're the winner. So you definitely are lucky. Hard montage. Hey, now, Dee, are you familiar with the hard montage?
I have listened to it before, but not really that.
Okay. Nah. So you'll get 24 seconds of audio. There are four snippets. Each snippet is a clue. At the end of it, I want you to tell me for what? For what? I want somebody to speed it up for me and take it down slow.
I will risk my neck again. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, while still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night.
Right, Dee, can you help me? For what?
I haven't got a clue.
Not any of them?
Not any of them, no.
Oh, that's a pity. All right, Dee, well done for getting us this close. Thank you. Nice to talk to you too. Dave in Falconbridge. Hi, Dave.
Oh, Suzanne. How's it going?
Yeah. Do you want to hear the hard montage again?
Yeah, I didn't hear it, so.
Well, yes, you're going to have to. I want somebody to speed it up for me, then take it down slow. There's enough room for
both. I will risk my neck again. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night.
Dave, I probably should have clarified that you knew what the theme of the montage was, did you?
No.
For something. I think it's only fair that I give it to you again because you probably didn't know what you were listening for. Does that sound okay? For. Okay, keep that in mind. For what?
My neck again.
been a long time, darn old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night.
What can you give us, Dave?
I think the Crowded House one. Is it Four Seasons in a Day?
It is Four Seasons.
The Constantinople one, I think what that would be for, wasn't the Four Freshmen. I just wanted to say, sorry I missed your Credence show. I did watch the Joe Rogan interview with John Fogarty. That went for 2 hours.
Well, Dave, you can listen back to the full show on the Listen app tomorrow. We'll go to the website and you can listen to it all. No need to have missed anything.
Yeah. Oh, well, I got one right.
You did, and you've helped us. Okay. Thanks, Dave. Tony is at St Andrew's Beach.
Howdy, Suzanne.
Hello. Can you advance us? Do you have any more four things?
No. For you. I don't know what song it was.
No, not for you.
No, I tell you what, kiddo, that's a pretty hard question.
That's what the hard montage is all about, Tony.
My neck again. Been a long time, darn old Constantinople, still it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night.
Okay, so far Dave identified four seasons. George from Lakemba. Hello.
Hello.
George, what else can you give us? For what?
So you're confirming that the second piece is part of the Four Seasons there?
I think it's the, is it the second or third? Anyway.
Yes, yeah.
We've got seasons. I need three other things.
I thought you already had one, didn't you? You had four seasons in one day, didn't you?
We have four seasons, yes. So what are the three others?
Three others? I thought.
George, the hard montage has four answers.
Yeah, I thought, but I mean, the second piece, did you say was also the four seasons as well? Or
no.
A bit of a classical. It's a bit hard to make out because it's, right, okay, I just wasn't sure if you were confirming that.
George, come on, what are the four things?
Okay, well, I can tell you the last one, which is going to probably hopefully put a few people out of their misery. And I know it because of my Greek background and the unfortunate interactions some of my family had with the Ottoman Empire. It's the four lads.
It is the four lads. Can you give us any of the others, George?
Yeah, yeah. And the reason why that's significant is that it was released in 1953, which is 500 years after the fall of Constantinople. That's the guys who wrote it actually wrote it for that anniversary. So I just thought I'd mention that. That's why I know it. The classical piece, not the Four Seasons. It sounded, at first when I thought about it, I thought it sounded a bit like Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins. And but it's not for the number. It's, I suppose, Paradise, Another Day for You and Me in Paradise. But I don't think that's...
Okay, George, what about the first one?
Are you confirming the second one or not?
No, I'm asking you if you know the first one. You haven't told me for anything. So tell me what the...
I said, I thought it was...
Okay, George, do you have any more for me?
No, the first one, I think, I know it, but it's just eluding me. So at least I think I helped with the last one.
Okay, you've given us lads, George. So now we know there are four seasons, there are four lads. I think the first one is turning out to be maybe our sticking point. If you know what the first one is, hop on the line. Margaret, I think you've got one other. Hello, Margaret.
Hi, Suzanne. Bloody George. When you said George from Lakemba, I thought he's going to know the one that I thought I would get, which is the four lads. The other one I know is Four Corners, which is number two.
That's right. That's what the classical music was. It was the Four Corners theme.
Yes. and then Four Seasons and then the four lads. But I have no idea about the first one, Suzanne.
Oh, I just want that first one. Well, you were close, Margaret. If George had known the first one, you could have taken it, but he didn't give you the help you needed.
Thank you anyway, Suzanne.
All right.
I did love the Credence.
Another happy camp for Margaret. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, can Johnny tell us what the first one is? Hi, Johnny.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm well. All right. Do you want to hear it again, or do you know what that first one is that we're missing? Four something.
Yes, I know the first one. It's 4 minutes.
4 minutes, and this means that you are the winner of our pop quiz tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the answers were, it is a Madonna featuring Justin Timberlake, and that track is called 4 Minutes. Time is waiting. We only got 4 minutes to say the word. Then we had the Four Corners theme. We have Four Seasons in One Day.
Four seasons in one day, lying in the depths of your imagination.
And then it was, as George explained, the Four Lads with Istanbul. Now, as the winner, Johnny, you get to pick one of those tracks to play in full, not the Four Corners theme, one of the others.
Oh, I only need one of them. I'll play the first one, 4 minutes.
Right, the Madonna track.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Johnny. Okay, thank you. Congratulations. Hang on the line. Freya will grab your details. We will get your prize out to you.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.